25 minutes past 10 and time to talk some boxing with Barry Michael, Australian boxing legend, who's been good enough to join us. G'day, Baz.
G'day, Kev.
Baz, yesterday, of course, Danny Green grabbed a lot of the headlines. Old boxers never die, of course. They just disappear for a while. But he's back and he's going to have a crack against Ukrainian fighter Max Berzak. But talking about the Zaks, you've got Zak Dunn, of course, and he's got a pretty impressive record and he's one of our young guns.
Yeah, mate. Now, we're against Max Berzak, the Ukrainian. Danny's fighting Kovac.
Sorry about that. I meant to say Kovac.
Right, no drama. But, yeah, Danny does look in great condition and, you know, great for the fight game. But the next big name on Australian boxing, Zak Dunn, wins this fight for the IBO World Super Middleweight title against Max Berzak, who's a very highly credentialed, world-class Ukrainian that's never been stopped in 34 professional fights. So at the Royal Exhibition Building tomorrow night, we've got a real tough assignment. But I believe Zak Dunn, honestly, we've had hundreds of rounds with Brian Vera, world-rated American, Mike Jimenez, Ricardo Romalo from Argentina. It's world-class sparring, and Zach's just gone to another level.
Well, he's had 17 fights for 15 knockouts, and the IBO is not one of the greatest of all the boxing organisations, but I suppose if he was able to win the super middleweight title, world title, IBO, then it gives you the stepping stone to some of those other bigger organisations, Barry.
Exactly, Kev. Look, you know, people, the body doesn't make the fighter. The fighter makes the boxing body. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, Vladimir Klitschko, Gennady Golovkin, they're fighters. Well, Gennady Golovkin, who is undoubtedly the best fighter in the world for my money, and Klitschko, the best heavyweight for a lot of years, they both hold IBO world titles. Now, the IBO world title, as you said, there's five major boxing bodies, but it's a catapult and a stepping stone. We're already looking at a unification fight against the great German Arthur Abraham, the winner of Steiglitz, another German superstar, Abraham and Steiglitz, looking at fighting the winner, possibly in Monaco. Berzak's already talking about it as though it's a done deal for him. Hey, did you see, Kevin, that Zak Dunn refused to shake hands with Berzak yesterday?
Yes, I did read that. What was behind that?
Well, that's a really different type of guy. He's all business, very nice guy, quite shy, not outspoken at all, but it's just the way he just doesn't think that he should be shaking someone's hand before the fight. He will shake his hand after the fight and hug him, who he intends to get in there and destroy. Because Zak Dunn gets in there and destroys him. He's had 17 wins, 15 by knockout. Berzak's never been stopped within the distance. We think we can do it, and if we do it, the whole world takes notice. And Berzak was, I think it really threw him out, and it's gone wild round through the Ukraine and throughout the world that Zak wouldn't shake hands with him.
Well, he's got more experience than Zak Dunn. He's had, 35 fights, and he's won 31 of those fights, and he's also got a draw as well. And as you say, Barry, he's never been knocked out, so it's going to be a very, very tough assignment. Of course, this fight's going to take place at the Exhibition Buildings on Saturday night.
The magnificent Royal Exhibition Buildings. Go to BarryMichaelBoxing.com for tickets or Sue on 0410 506 435. That's 0410 506 435. The Royal Exhibition Building, we've still got table seats left with quality dining, cocktails, wine, beer and soft drink and general seats and ringside seats. You really think you're in Las Vegas or in somewhere better in that building, and we've got a world-class undercard, four championship fights, eight bouts, all together. It's the best night of boxing I've ever put together.
Well, there's a lot of action. Well, that's going to be great then, if that's the best you've put together, Baz, because you've had some great ones in the past. So that's a killer dealer. 0410506435. Ring Sue and maybe you can get a table there and see Zak Dunn. Maybe the next big thing in Australian boxing on the world stage. Just on the world stage, I mean, Danny Green's going to make his comeback, as you say, against Tamas Kovacs. Also, Sam Solomon is going to be fighting in Washington on Saturday as well. So we've got Danny Green, we've got Sam Solomon fighting, and also, I mean, Tony Mundine obviously will be fighting soon. And we've just had Daniel Gill get knocked out by Cotter. I'm not quite certain what the future now is for Daniel Gill, but there's been a lot of action inside and outside the ring.
There certainly has. You know, boxing's well and truly alive. There's a lot of up-and-coming stars coming through. Jeff Horn, the name that springs to mind. You know, keep in mind Jeff Horn, and we've also got Ronald Quinlan on the card, who gave Jake Carey a very tough fight and, you know, relative novice, but he could go places too, Ronald Quinlan. Great undercard. The names you want to remember at the moment, Zak Dunn is the main one, I believe, and also Jeff Horn from Queensland. He's another future Australian star. We've got some big guns coming through.
Barry, what do you think of Danny Green deciding to make this comeback? I think he said the other day he never officially retired. He's been training and sparring and running and keeping fit. What's behind it all?
I've never officially retired either. No. And I'm 60. No, seriously, it's that hard to get out of your system. I would have probably done it at 50 if I could have got that bout that I always wanted, which you know which one I'm talking about. But, you know, it's very, very difficult to get out of your system. But you've got to walk away at some stage. You know, Danny's had a great career. He's been one of Australia's greats. And the same as Anthony Mundine. And unfortunately, it can be a cruel sport. Danny's in fine physical and mental condition. But one fight can damage you for good, especially when you're starting to age. And I mean, Danny's talking about your Bernard Hopkins and guys like that, but they're few and far between.
Mm. And just on Daniel Gill, he's been a great fighter and a great warrior, and he's had some great wins. But you know, he's come up against Golovkin and also Miguel Cotto, and you know, he's been knocked out. He hasn't even been really in those fights. They've just been far, far too good for him. That's nothing against that. They're two of the greatest fighters on the world stage. Is it wise to continue when you've been a world champion and then all of a sudden you start getting knocked out, Baz?
Personally, that's why I retired. When I lost my title to Lockridge, I thought, well, I'm going to come back and fight for a tenth of what I got my last couple of fights. And, you know, you've got to go back to square one. And especially when you're getting older, it gets tougher. That's it's the worst thing I see in boxing. And I won't mention names, but there are some fighters in this country that have hung around too long already. And, you know, it'll show up in 10 years' time. I'm not talking about Danny, but Danny's in great nick and looks superb. But, you know, as I said, you know, the older you get, the more dangerous it can become. At some stage, you've got to walk away and take it from a different perspective.
Baz, always great to catch up and talk boxing, and we wish you all the best with Zach Dunn when he takes on Max Bezac on Saturday night at the Exhibition Buildings. And if you want to still get along to the fight, it's a world title fight. It's the IBO Super Middleweight World Title Fight. It's at the Exhibition Buildings, of course, in Carlton. It's on Saturday night. Give Sue a call on 0410 506 435. Good luck, Baz.
Good on you, Kev. You're a champion.
Time to get something off your chest. 9429 1116. What's on your mind in sport? You might like to let us know what you think of Danny Green stepping back into the ring once again. Maybe he's looking for that shot with Anthony Mundine. That seems to be a lot of the talk. Maybe that's behind the comeback as well. We've got a double pass also to our best caller to the Hawthorn and Essendon game on the weekend. We've had some great clashes in the past, and also you may like to tell us some of the memorable moments between these two sides over that journey as well. Also, we've been talking about rookie listed players early on with Greg Denham. So if you've got a nomination for a successful rookie player, listed player, 9429 1116. Get something off your chest. And also, the Gold Coast Suns are celebrating their 100th AFL match. And they've asked their fans, of course, to tell them their greatest moments so far in the club's very, very short history. You might like to tell us maybe your top three greatest moments in your club's history as well. 9429 1116. Get something off your chest.